final item, please.
Item 781, assess property for sidewalk repair for the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Thank you. Do we have somebody from the auditor's office? Yes, we do. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Sherry Matias from the auditor's office.
I'm Mike Zeller. I'm an inspector with Sidewalks Department over at Maintenance Operations.
This ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city. Any remonstrances have been pulled and are not in this assessment or ordinance.
That was a remarkably concise.
Is there a competition going on this morning for shortest
piece? Could I, since we're well ahead of schedule, and there's obviously a new sheriff in town. You know, we have a new president, and we're out of here at 11. In my prior life, when I was a homeowner, I paid for some improvements on my sidewalk, and as did all my neighbors. And we had a conversation about how to make the notices be more friendly and also to provide additional information about whether you could finance the improvements and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Could I ask at some point when it's convenient just to get a copy of what we currently use as the template for notice? I'd be just curious about how it's been restructured.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. This is an extraordinary amount of money. I'm wondering how much of it is the actual cost of the repairs and how much are fines and fees?
The auditor's office charged the 10% fee, and everything else is from the sidewalk maintenance office.
And some of that includes permit fees?
Okay.
Which would be a minimum $60 up to a maximum $500.
So does this person own multiple lots? I mean,
some people own multiple lots. It's based on tax lots. Each one of the items are what's repaired.
Okay, these are, I get it. Okay.
So a street in my neighborhood I walk by every day, I suddenly notice there's a lot of sidewalk repairs going up. Does that mean the city's been to that street recently? Is that why?
It could be that there's a head of sidewalk inspector go by on a complaint. It's driven by complaints. Okay. So when a sidewalk inspector gets a complaint, he'll inspect the block face, not just the one at one individual property. He'll do the block face.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, I'll use my old neighborhood in Grand Park as an example. My understanding is there was a complaint about a sidewalk in the vicinity of my house. And the inspector then inspected a 2 or 3 block radius or whatever the guidelines are, and discovered that lots of sidewalks needed to be repaired. So we actually tried something new and different. We came together as a collective, pooled our resources. We had a particular neighbor that took the lead on this. We then, because we got all these solicitations from companies that, once they found out we had to do this, offered to provide the services. So we went through a process of selecting someone, got the best price. In fact, they got a discount because of the volume. And then we coordinated the work so it was all done roughly the same time. But that's why, as I learned the hard way, a complaint about one person's sidewalk often leads to lots of citations because the inspector is already there and they're gonna tour the immediate area and cite everybody that has a problem.
Correct.
In my neighborhood, of course, in my old neighborhood, the problem was typically caused by the roots of trees in the right-of-way.
Correct.
And
So these become liens against someone's property. And do we have any assistance to offer very low-income homeowners, like seniors or?
Not at this time. We used to have senior citizen deferrals, and that was phased out about 9 years ago. So there is no assistance for senior citizens or low income at this time. But we do offer financing.
Do you have any idea why that was phased out?
It was a state program.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the question about financing was the issue we raised, I think, about a year ago, which is making sure that in the FAQ and in the notice, the homeowner is apprised of the fact that there is a program through which they can get financing at attractive rates, mm-hmm. Which was not as clear, I think, in the documents that I got. So that's what I'll be looking for, among other things.
All right. Would anybody like to testify on this?
No one signed up.
Seeing none, it's non-emergency, so it moves to second reading. Anything else for the good of the order, colleagues? Seeing none, we have no meeting this afternoon or Thursday, so we are adjourned.
Thank you. Internet privacy, net neutrality, and decency laws.